mostly at the screening room, but there are some off-site events. There is one coming up this evening that I'll be going to Tanya Talaga with. We'll be doing a reading at what is now the it's the Market Square. I believe it's called the Market Square Hotel. I think that's it. Anyway, it's the Marriott. Going to be the Marriott is the Marriott, and it's just a block down from Market Square, right on King Street. So anyway, that is one offsite event tonight. Tomorrow night, there is also an incredible. Face of an angel,
voice of a god. Hey, all you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each, and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Come gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley.
Last summer, Dollar cheered a pile of Stag Creek Country tea, poured himself a shaky cup. For Billy and me,
come walk with me down Lover's Lane.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. This here is your old host with the most country west music, and for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to this year's 2024 inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane and into that mighty valley we call the Ottawa. Once again, welcome in, friends, and welcome to Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9 FM.
And let them ring. It sure felt good in harmony to hear the family sing.
Lying on the other half man, he could crush a piece of rock in the palm of his hand. Big River Joe was the toughest of them all. He was 300 pounds and 7 feet tall. He could whip 8 men, maybe 10 of them were small. And it took a fool to cross Big River Joe.
The valley of mine. This Ottawa Valley of mine.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. This here is your old host with the most country west music, Johnny Woodlock. Before we start this program, I would like to dedicate it in loving memory of all those legends who have come before us in the Ottawa Valley, while also remembering those true legends of the Ottawa Valley who are still among us and walk among us every day. With that, I would like to dedicate this also in loving memory of Mac Beatty, a true Ottawa Valley legend and a man who truly stood for the Ottawa Valley. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all in today and say good morning to all my listeners out there in the Ottawa Valley.
For almost half a century, Mac Beatty was unchallenged as Mr. Ottawa Valley. I think he'd like to be remembered as a great Canadian, a patriot, a man passionate about his country, and especially his valley. These are his words. If I should have another chance to live my life again and be just what I want to be, and choose my fellow men. If I should have another chance to choose my place to dwell, I'd choose the same old valley and the folks I love so well. I'd want to be just what I am, an ordinary Joe, for I have found much happiness among these folks I know. If I should have another chance, I want it to be known, the choice would be the Ottawa, the valley I call home. Mac Beatty wanted us to cherish our history and to respect the people who carved out this homeland for us.
Come gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme
of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley of mine. From the lake of Two Mountains to Mattawa Town, Smith Falls to the Gatineau line. It's a land of great size and a sports paradise in this Ottawa Valley of mine. Now the people that live here, they don't quarrel or quibble, they work hard but like a good time. It's the home of step dancing, the good old-time fiddle, this Ottawa Valley of mine. From the hills of Deep River to Buckingham's Mills, from Shawville to Perth on the Tay. For music and mirth, there's no place here on earth like the Ottawa Valley, they say. We have football, in baseball we're able, but hockey is our own design. In the big hall of fame, we are the hockey cradle, this Ottawa Valley of mine. There's the Bouchers, Frank Nyberg, Bill Cowley, Todd Sloan, the Geese, Brex, and Finnegan's too. We have played it and made it, the big hockey cradle, and we're mighty proud of it too. We have Meerschaum and Witten, our capital city, and the Parliament building so fine. And perhaps I might mention the famous Laurentian, this Ottawa Valley of mine. So join us a while in some centennial year, and I'm sure you will have a good time. When we drive the big rafts down the Ottawa River in this good old valley of mine. This Ottawa Valley of mine.
Well, good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, inviting you all into the 2024 tribute to the Ottawa Valley, the valley which we have always called our second home here at the Wayback Country Jamboree. I'd also like to start the program, as I usually do, with sending out some special dedications, as always, first of all, to Mama Dawn and Big Daddy Al, my stepfather. For them today, it'll be the legendary first family of Ottawa Valley, the Family Brown, and a classic that sums it up very much like it is, and that is Raised on Country Music. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late companion and true friend, Miss Velma LaPointe, who passed away in 2022, for Miss Jenny, as she was also known as. It's going to be a man who we remember as being one of the voices of the Ottawa Valley for many years over CKBY and also CJET Radio, that's Mr. Ted Daigle, and a classic cover of I Still Miss Someone. Then we'll wrap up with a dedication to my late father, Papa Willie B, who is responsible for me discovering the Ottawa Valley many years ago. So in memory of Papa Willie B, it'll be My Dear Friend, Gail Gavin, and a song titled I Miss My Dad. With that, I'd like to welcome you all into the 2024 celebration to the Ottawa Valley. Good morning, friends, out there in the valley.
You were raised on country music, born and bred on Mother White. We were raised on country music,
so you know
we were brought up right.
A suitcase was our cradle,
and the highway was our home.
A 46 Ford was our carriage,
we were children of the road.
Our lullabies were sung by Snow and Williams.
Our toy was a second-hand guitar.
But we learned firsthand about the music that's become so much what we are. And we were raised on country music, born and bred on Mother White. We were raised on country music, we were brought up right.
Daddy's told us stories of the old days.
simpler. And his children had just started growing.
Now the spotlight's on a new generation.
Wearing Stetsons and cowboy boots. But we picked that wildwood flower, holding tightly on to the roots. And we were raised on country music. Right. We were raised on country music, born and bred on Martha White. We were raised on country music,
so you know
we were brought up right.
Yes, you know
we were brought up right.
Bear hug he'd give me, a As I'd walk in the door, it's just a warm memory, 'cause he ain't there no more. He loved a good shot of whiskey and to belt out a song. I learned so much from him, some right and some wrong. He loved friends and good times, and it makes me glad when someone says, "Hey kid, you're just like your dad." What can I say? He was my buddy. We'd sing every day. The stories he told me, I'll never replace. I can't wait to see him again face. He wasn't perfect, but neither are we. One thing I do know is he tried his best to care for his family and help all the rest. Sometimes when I stare at the stars in the sky, I swear I can see one with a spark in its eye. And if I listen closely, I'll hear him say, "Give life your best shot and be proud of your name."
I'm Gail Gavin from Queen O' Quebec in the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame, and you're listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday on CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston, Ontario. Keep listening, you'll love it.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
My yes friends, once again we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree following those special dedications, and it's once again that time in the program where we usually like to dedicate the segment to the Ottawa Valley. However, this morning we are spending the whole program in the Ottawa Valley, so let's begin with legendary locations around the Ottawa Valley. With that mentioned, let's send out a song to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky in Eganville, Ontario. For them today will be the legendary man who will forever be remembered as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, yes, Mac Beattie, and a classic titled My Renfrew County Home. Then we'll follow with the legendary storyteller of the Ottawa Valley, none other than Wayne Rostad, and his all-time classic about the old Highway 11. And then we'll wrap up with the Canadian plowboy, Orville Prophet himself, and his classic titled Lay My Head in Carleton County. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all into this segment on Wayback Country Jamboree's salute to the locations in the Ottawa Valley. Good morning, friends.
The little Bonshare River winds its way down from the hills and across two valley fields of grain and corn. Through the little town of Renfrew, not far from Eganville, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. My dreams, my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows.
in my Renfrew County home where I was born. No, I was raised beside the river in a little log homestead that my great-grandparents built in simple mold. I can still recall the river with the blue skies overhead and the trail they call the Umpiyama Road. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night or morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the bone chair flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born.
County, Lord knows I've been gone too long. From a pipeline in Alaska to pumping gas in Tennessee. Now I'm bound for Carlton County to my home and family.
I'll lay my head in Carlton County upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dream come together in the land where I was born. My true love is in Carlton County, waiting there for my return. I chased some dreams that came up empty, now I know what I must do. Now I'm bound for Carlton County, to the dream that will come true. I'll lay my head in Carlton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carlton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carlton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carlton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy.
I left her in the mountains in the golden summertime, and I told her not to worry, little darling gal of mine.
Hello, this is Ann Allen, wife of Ward Allen, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Jamboree. Thank you very much for listening.
Ward Allen, he played fiddle, folks will come from far away to the maple sugar hole down on our happy wedding day.
Yes, friends, once again, it's a great honor to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show this morning. This man, along with brothers Jim and the late Bill, have been making music in the Ottawa Valley for many, many years now. They are among the newest inductees of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, and it brings me great honor to welcome Dave Debenham to our program this morning. With that, I would like to welcome Dave in this interview special, which commemorates his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time favorite by the brothers titled The Simple Life. So with that, here's Dave Debenham. Welcome in, friends.
How are you doing, Johnny?
Very good. And how are you, Dave?
I'm fine.
That's great.
By the way, it is pronounced Debenham.
Debenham. Not, I'm sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Everybody keeps putting that E in there, but it is. And actually, over it's an English name, old English name from England.
Oh,
is
it?
And they don't they don't pronounce the H. They pronounce it as Debenham.
So I hear you got some great news happening up in September.
Yes, for sure. Yes, we're being inducted into the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And we've played at the show now a couple of times.
Yes, you have.
Now we're actually being inducted in, so which is quite an honor for us.
Well, for sure. I imagine it is, yes. So let's go back to when and where you were born.
Born in Ottawa.
Were you?
We grew up in, I was born in Ottawa, and we grew up in Toronto, though.
Okay. I see, yes.
Now, until the age of 17, then my dad decided to move us back to his hometown, which is Cobden, Ontario.
Yes.
Right in the heart of the Ottawa Valley here, and we have never left the area.
I see, yes.
And I was back in the 60s, so.
So what was childhood like growing up for you?
Well, that's an interesting question. It was very musical because my parents both played, and we had three different uncles that played. So we learned a lot about music from them growing up, and it was a passion in our family. So family get-togethers were quite amazing.
Yes, I'd imagine, yes. And so is that where your playing style or your influence for your musical path came from, as your own family?
No, I wouldn't say that. It was an introduction for us to get into music. They played very old-time country music, and my brothers and I, being young teenagers at the time, we started to play a little bit of more of the classic rock sort of thing. And then probably around 1975, we decided to go to a bluegrass festival, and we fell absolutely in love with bluegrass music.
Yes.
And then from there, I guess we started the bluegrass band, and we got right into it. And we had this natural thing with the harmonies, family harmonies, my two brothers and I. And I should mention that we've got two sisters that sing and play as well. So,
oh, it is. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So every once in a while, we do shows with all five of us singing. So it was quite interesting.
I see.
But back in the day, bluegrass days, back in 1977, we entered the Carlisle Bluegrass Festival, which was the largest one in Canada. And we entered the band contest there, which was open to amateurs and professionals. And we ended up taking second place overall for the whole weekend.
Oh, amazing.
So that was quite an honor as well. But we soon realized in our early days that there wasn't too much money to be made in bluegrass, and maybe country was the best way to go. So at that point, we decided to switch over to country music, which really wasn't a big transition for us.
No, for sure. I was going to mention that it's almost flipped now back to bluegrass in one sense.
It's going full circle, isn't it?
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah, I know myself, I've recorded a few songs here. When COVID hit, we couldn't play anywhere, of course. No bands could. So, and I have my own home studio here. And I decided to write a very much acoustic-flavored album.
Yes.
Called The Simple Life. And, I've kind of been staying on that vein now. So it is kind of swinging back towards, the bluegrass with the mandolin and the banjo and the fiddles and
solo
that sort
work.
Of thing.
Exactly. Now, I understand that in 2016, you released your first, your second major album as a brother act, Summertime in the Country?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. What inspired that album?
I lived out in the country, actually just out of Renfrew, on a lake called Hurd's Lake. And I always used to love to go for walks in the morning, and I could, the pine trees, there were so many pine trees around my house. I could smell the pines all the time in the air. And I kind of got the idea how being summertime and being in the country was, to me, the best place to be. And that, became a song, became the title song, and it kind of snowballed from there.
For sure. And another great song off this album was the Locket as well.
Oh, the Locket, yes. That's a song that my brother Jim wrote, and it's a true story how this lady kept a picture of her husband in a locket, in a heart-shaped locket on her chest. And he had passed away, and so she had told him the story of this, and he wrote the song around it.
For sure. And it's one of our favorites here at the Jamboree as well, yes.
Great, that's good to hear.
So you were also telling about some of your solo recordings. Now, did you find it different from going from the brothers' band to solo work?
Not really. I'll tell you what, we lost a brother, brother Bill.
You hear that? Yes.
Maybe 4 years ago, this September now.
Okay.
He died of a massive heart attack, and it's never been the same since for us. You know, we've missed that third element, his mandolin and his high harmonies, and when COVID hit, I did the solo album, and then it was not too long after that I put out a couple singles as well on my own.
Yeah.
But my brother Jim and I still perform. We do little fairs and festivals here and there around the area. Nothing really too major anymore, though.
I see. And so I imagine you and Jim are quite excited to be finally getting due respect from your peers at the Hall of Fame in Ottawa Valley.
Very much so. It's going to be a very emotional time for us because our brother Bill, that's all he ever wanted was to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And but I guess he will be there.
He'll
in
be
spirit
there in spirit. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, what songs do you plan to play at the on the stage that night when you're inducted?
Oh, should that be a secret or what?
It's up to you.
Well, okay, we're gonna. Well, our first album that we recorded in 1990, we did part of the album in Nashville.
Yes.
And the other part of the album in Canada. So, and off that album, we had 4 number one hit singles in Canada.
Amazing. Yes. Yes.
And so we're gonna do. A song called Heart of Stone.
Okay. Yes.
That was written by my brother Jim. And the other song I'm going to do is a song that I wrote. It's about being on the highway and traveling and being in a band and traveling all the ups and downs. And so that's going to be a great song to hear too.
For sure, for sure. So, and I have a couple of questions left, but first of all, what is your thoughts on what makes the Ottawa Valley so special, or what is it, what's different about it than regular places?
Oh my gosh. I think the history of music in the Ottawa Valley goes way, 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 way back. And it's just in the roots, and it's embedded in everybody that lives here. And that's what makes it special for me. It, if you want to find a jam or someone who's picking and or playing somewhere, you can always find music here in the valley, you know, so that's what makes it very special for me.
Sure, yeah.
And it's the way of life here too. It's a lot, a bit slower paced than, of course, what it was in Toronto. But
exactly.
We moved out of Toronto. I was only 17, and I have never gone back.
Has there ever been a desire to go back or no?
No. Exactly. I mean, I drive through it once in a while. We have family in Waterloo, but I hate going through Toronto, and I would never go back.
So the last question for today is, what song can I play following this interview?
I wrote a song about my brother Bill and I, yes, the one that passed away. And we were living on a farm and having to walk to school every day. And we went to school in this one-room school. And there were 6 grades in that one room. So I wrote it's the title track of my solo album, The Simple Life, and that's the song.
Okay.
It's called The Simple Life, and that one going to be special for me.
And with that, we'll congratulate you and the others on your induction, and we'll hope to see you on September 29th.
Well, I look forward to meeting you there.
Yes, God bless you. You have a good day.
You too, Johnny.
Yep, bye-bye.
Sometimes I sit and ponder of the way life used to be. I wish that we were sitting underneath that apple tree. Miss the smell of mama's bread on that old wood stove, and the waving fields of clover way down that old dirt road. Things were very simple then, not like it is today. We didn't have a TV or board games we could play. We never looked to Mama to help us find our way. That was life down on the farm, way back in our day. Took a piece of cardboard and went out to the hill. Sliding down the long green grass, it gave us quite a thrill. Stopped and picked some apples from our favorite tree, and headed home to Mama, hang
lonely in the breeze. Sometimes I sit and ponder of the way life used to be. I wish that we were sitting underneath that apple tree. Miss the smell of mama's bread on that old wood stove, and the waving fields of clover way down that old dirt road. School about a mile away, seemed to be much further. It was uphill either way. 6 grades in one classroom, divided row by row. Felt sorry for that teacher trying to keep us in control. Sometimes I sit and ponder of the way life used to be. I wish that we were sitting underneath that apple tree. Miss the smell of mama's bread on that old wood stove, and the waving fields of clover way down that old dirt road.
Around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this series, your old host and friend, Johnny Woodlock, sharing with y'all that it is once again that time of year to come on out and support your local musicians of the Ottawa Valley, as well as this year's Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame inductees. At this year's 2024 edition and matinee edition of the annual Hall of Fame induction and ceremony, this year's celebration will be on September 29th at 3 p.m. at the Meridian Theatre at Centerpoint, which is located in the heart of Nepean, Ontario. For more information, call the box office at 613-580-2700, also by visiting ottawacountrymusichof.org. Tickets cost $50, and it's going to be a great time had by all.
Oh, join us a while in the valley of mine, this Ottawa Valley.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with Dave Debenham of the Debenham Brothers of the Ottawa Valley. Now, it's once again time to welcome y'all back in here as we pay tribute to the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past weekend. As we turn back the years to the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past, it's once again time to open the vault door of the record collection to the Ottawa Valley. Yes, friends, following the opening of that great vinyl vault door to the mighty Ottawa Valley, let's turn back the years to the 1980s and early 1990s when Wayne Rostad, the storyteller of the Ottawa Valley, released a series of records and cassettes dedicated to the Chiel Hospital, Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, and it, of course, was called Christmas in the Valley. I know it's not Christmas season, but it's going to be very soon, and with that, I'd like to pay tribute to this all-time favorite out of the valley we call the Ottawa, and pay tribute to, yes, Christmas in the Valley. Wayne, this one's for you, buddy. Welcome in, friends.
Sleigh bells ringing in the snow, kissing me the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. And
tinsel beneath a Christmas tree. We'll gather with our family, love and perfect harmony. It's Christmas in the valley. In the valley.
Christmas lights, happy hearts rejoicing, for it's Christmas night.
I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus.
If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness,
I believe in Santa Claus.
Christmas spirit, faces all aglow, Christmas carols playing on the radio, eager hands wrapping gifts, carefully chosen all, everybody giving someone something that they love.
I believe in Santa Claus.
Brings
But yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show here this morning. With that mentioned, and as we look upon the second hour, 9 o'clock here this morning, and the second hour of great memories from the mighty Ottawa Valley, let's remember a couple of great gospel favorites. Well, actually, it's going to be a few gospel favorites from the Ottawa Valley. First of all, let's remember the legendary Ralph Carlson, one of the greatest voices out of the Ottawa Valley, bygone days. And Ralph is going to be doing Ain't Got Time for the Happy Life. Then we're going to follow with the first family of Canadian country music in Ottawa Valley, none other than the Family Brown, who for many years had their own TV show. And with that, it's going to be Barry Brown on lead, with featuring also Papa Joe Brown. So from them, it's going to be a classic titled The Songbirds Are Singing in Heaven. Then we'll wrap up with the lady who was a true inspiration to many of the Ottawa Valley legends, including my very favorite pioneering icon of the Ottawa Valley, none other than the singing grandmother, Miss Edie Thomas, who will forever be remembered as the singing grandmother of the Ottawa Valley. So with that, we'll send us into the top of the 9 o'clock hour with Miss Edie Thomas, the singing grandmother, and her version of Gathering Flowers from the Master's Bouquet. With that, I'd like to talk to y'all on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour, and I'd also like to just say good morning to all my listeners out there. Welcome in, friends.
Ain't got time for life, ain't got time. Can't take time for the good life, can't take time. Well, I can't walk on water, Lord, I can't touch the sky. Ain't got time for the good life, ain't got time.
Reach out to the Lord, that's what Mama said.
Stop and count your blessings on the way. But it's hard to reach the Lord, just living day by day.
Ain't got time for the good life, ain't got time. Ain't got time for the good life, ain't got time.
Reach out to the Lord, that's what my mama said.
Stop and help a friend along the way. Sometimes there's just not time, and friends are hard to find.
Ain't got time for the good life, ain't got time.
Blooming in heaven tonight. They're
bringing my love songs to you.
I wish I was with you in heaven tonight to live all our bygones anew.
My arms are longing to hold you. It's lonesome since you went away.
The songbirds are singing in heaven tonight.
We'll hear them together someday.
Woodlock on the way back Country Jamboree on CFRC.
Oh, dance with me, darling, to our song.
once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're just sitting on the other side of the second hour of the Way Back Country Jamboree. That means the 9 o'clock hour. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard and broadcast proudly over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. And we can also be heard worldwide at www.cfrc.ca and most listening devices. With that all mentioned, I would like to invite y'all into the second hour of this year's annual tribute to the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame in class of 2024. And the highlight of